Put you on the road once again, taking your youngsters behind the scenes with the MLB stars of the game. I got the man here, Kate. How we doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Just fine. I'm going to let you introduce yourself to my audience.
Yeah. Kyle Stowers, outfielder with the Miami Marlins.
Kyle, so what's this big league experience been like for you?
It's surreal. It's very challenging, but, you know, you're playing against the best in the world every single night, and so, there's so much that comes with it. A lot of hard work, a lot of preparation, and then just stepping back and appreciating playing all these amazing ballparks, amazing cities, and like I said, playing against the best in the world. I'm very blessed to be able to do what we do.
So what are some of the challenges for you as a major league ball player?
Yeah, I think trying not to put too much pressure on myself. I'm a very ambitious, hard worker, and I think what comes with that, I can be very hard on myself when things don't go how I want it to go. So it's just, trying to offer myself grace when, whether things are going well or whether they're not, to step back and just appreciate all that we're experiencing, to recognize that, there's a lot of people that love and care about me regardless of how I do on the field.
So what is it like facing major league pitching?
Yeah, no, they're always, if you're doing well, they're looking for the next way to get you out. It's a lot of problem solving, which I enjoy. Everyone's just kind of looking for ways, whatever you're struggling with, that's probably how they're going to be attacking you. And so for me, it's just trying to be ready to go when they make the mistakes and when they throw me the pitches that I can handle.
I used to coach high school baseball, coach college baseball. When guys in high school, you face a pitcher and he got above average fastball, you just throw it by hitters.
Yeah, yeah.
Go to college, you find out you got to have something to keep the hitters off balance.
Yep.
And, they say when you get in behind in the count, sit on the fastball.
Yeah.
Big leagues, you can't do that on any count, any situation.
Yeah, I think just the level of pitch execution on a night-to-night basis is something that is very present here. Guys are able to do what they want to do. So it's very important for hitters to have a plan, to be able to also compete with what you got that day. I think, so many people think that you have to feel perfect every single game that you play in, and then that's just not the reality. There's going to be days where you're grinding and where you got to find a way. My college coach, David Esker, used to say, you got to be able to feel bad at the plate and find a way to get two hits. And that's very true. Even major league hitters, they find a way to kind of work with what they got that day.
Maury Wills once told me, he said, the curveball sent many major league players home. Now, do you sometimes get up there and the pitchers get you so frustrated, you like, I'm through with this game?
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, this game will always bring you back to your knees. Even when you think you got it all figured out, you're never as good as you think. And then the same goes for you're never as bad as you think when things aren't going well, right? You're never as far as from your best stretch of baseball as you think. I had a guy I played with named Nico Horner. You remember him saying that to me, just encouraging me, like, hey, you're never as far away from your best stretch of baseball in your life as you think. So that's why you always got to keep working, staying consistent with your routine and your process, and trusting that in the long run that's going to, give you the best chance.
My hero, Nico?
Yeah. Nico, yeah, he's the man. He was one of the best teammates I've ever played with.
So let me ask you this. Guys watch you guys on TV, mm-hmm. and they think the game is so easy. They don't realize it's a lot more tough than what it looks like.
Yeah, definitely. I think even I fall into that trap when I'm watching stuff on video or watching games. The pitches, it doesn't look like they move as much, or it doesn't look like they're coming in as hard. I think it's a real challenge. But at the same time too, I also got to believe that you can that you're up for that challenge.
Who are some of the guys that mentored you along the way?
Yeah, Dave Stewart was my biggest mentor. I played travel ball for him growing up. He's probably been my biggest baseball influence. Just someone who was very competitive, played at the highest level, but also just someone who believed in me. Was a great man, someone I really respect. So I'd say Dave Stewart.
So what's it like when you watch these guys on TV? Your kid coming up, you're watching ESPN. Yeah. Seeing these guys, all of a sudden you get to the major and you're on the same field with these guys.
Yeah, I try to turn them into a faceless opponent. That's something that I try to do. It's about the ball, right? From when you play T-ball until you get to the major leagues, there's that baseball in that field, and the game is surrounded about what happens with that ball. And so for me, I just try to think about, like I said, faceless opponent and what I'm trying to do, and and not get caught up on like whose name and how much service time or how long they've been around when they're pitching. You know, I try to have a lot of respect for the competition and that, you know, no one's that good, no one's that bad. You know, I feel like everyone is good enough to get me out on any given day, and then I'm also good enough to hit ball hard off of every individual I face.
That's two questions. I mean, do you pinch yourself sometimes like, wow, I'm really in the big leagues?
Yeah, there's a couple of those moments. You know, I think like the first time you play at Fenway Park or Yankee Stadium and you're just like, holy cow, man, you just, you know, so many times where you're watching, you know, those games, those ballparks and like playoff games, big moments. There's a number of times where it's like, man, like I'm just very blessed to be doing what I'm doing. You know, God has me here for a reason, still playing, so I'm very grateful for that and just trying to take it day by day.
So does the fan come out of you sometime and you look across the field and you ask the guy for his autograph?
I haven't quite gotten to that point yet. I feel like I'm still a little bit in the phase of my career where I'm trying to establish my feet a little bit more and then trying to keep my head down. But, you know, I think you're right. I think it's okay to do that sometimes, you know. You know, maybe when I get on first base for a hit, you know, whether it's like, you know, Bryce Harper or Matt Olson. I remember the first time I played against the Yankees and I got on base and Anthony Rizzo was chatting with me. And, you know, stuff like that's really cool. You know, I think, you know, anytime someone that has been playing for a long time, when they, you know, say my first name, I think that's pretty cool.
Well, since you brought that up, I'm going to slide another question. What kind of stuff do y'all be talking about on the field to each other?
Yeah, you talking about with the other team when you're on first? Yeah, you're usually just saying, hey, how you doing it? You know, how you doing? You know, swing it, you know, stuff like that. Just quick check-ins, you know, where are you from? You know, very, very casual.
You don't do no trash talk. Old dog did a lot of trash talk.
Yeah, I believe that. Yeah, for me, you know, this. I'm not a big trash talker in this game because it'll the game will humble you quick. So I try to focus on the next pitch.
All right, last question. Every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues.
Yeah.
Get that call, you're going to the big leagues. Walk in the locker room for the very first time. See your uniform hanging out. What's that feeling like?
Oh man, it's special. You know, I think it's kind of like, you know, your baseball career up to that point kind of flashes before your eyes a little bit. You think about, you know, for me, I think about when I was a kid and I dreamed of being in this position. You know, and then lately I've been trying to think about, you know, how I'm going to feel 20 years from now when I'm done playing, you know. So I try to think about how I'm going to miss it. You know, I think, you know, sometimes with, like we talked about earlier, with the stresses or, you know, pressure or challenge of that the big leagues can bring, that, you know, you forget that you're going to miss this, you know. And so I just try to be appreciative for the fact that I'm in it and enjoy it, because whether we enjoy it in the present or not, we're going to miss it.
Did you cry?
Did I cry? I did not cry. The closest I was to crying was after the first game. I got my first hit, and when I saw my family, I was filled with a lot of emotions. That one, seeing them, you know, because they played such a huge role. I feel like still, even anytime a big moment happens and then the family's there, I get a little choked up, just because, you know, I go back to their support, and I go back to when I was a kid and just how much it means to be here.
Did Mama cry?
Mama will cry, yeah. But she'll also smile too. Yeah.
Coach on the road with the man. Appreciate it.
Chapter 19, Reflections. Taking a moment to reflect as a coach, I realize the profound impact this team has had on many lives. Over my 40-plus years, many young men have approached me, expressing their gratitude for being part of this team. They shared that, without this opportunity, they would have been on the streets during the summer months, caught up in dealing drugs, gang activities, committing crimes, or, worse, they may have been murdered. By being a part of this team, these young men were lifted from those negative environments and exposed to a hopeful alternative. Become a booster and purchase a copy of the book online today at
thediaryofacoach.com. That's thediaryofacoach.com. On social media, click the link to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Fanbase, our podcast. Become a subscriber on our YouTube channel and visit our website at mem247.com. That's mem247.com.